Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Major League Baseball winter meetings are going on in San Diego. We have a radio station there in San Diego, 97.3 The Fan. And so we have a lot of listeners in Southern California. And right now, it's the center of the sports world. Not because of the Chargers. Nope, they're gone. But because the Yankees dropped the bombshell, 9 years, $324 million for Gerrit Cole. Signed, sealed, delivered. Reported first by John Heyman of MLB Network and frequently here on CBS Sports Radio, and then confirmed by others. And this tweet pops up from San Diego a half hour ago. And it's a tweet that comes from a member of the White Sox contingent. So, media covering the White Sox. Ryan McGuffey is a senior producer for NBC Sports Chicago. And this was his tweet. Led by Brian Cashman, the Yankees contingent making the rounds tonight in the bar, the Gerrit Cole party is alive and well. That was only a half hour ago. Now, if you calculate your time zones, for those of you who are not in San Diego or in Pacific time, it's just past 2 a.m., so it's well within party time. Not happy hour anymore, but party hour.
I love scotch.
For those who might be drinking scotch or rum, coconut rum, my personal favorite, or any other drink, especially if you just landed a pitcher on the free agent market that you have coveted for more than a decade. Gerrit Cole. Now wearing pinstripes. That was the breaking news that happened a few hours before I went on the air. And it's definitely the biggest story of baseball's hot stove. And this year it actually is a hot stove. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house a home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. If you're wanking, I don't even know what that means. If you're waking up, it is the hump show though, so sometimes those things slip out. If you're waking up and you are a Yankees fan or...
And we're a fully operational Death Star.
A member of Red Sox Nation, the Yankees' chief rival, or maybe you are a Mets fan. I actually just saw this tweet from a Mets fan, which I thought was an interesting perspective. Kevin says, thank God the Mets extended Jacob DeGrom for 5 years, $27.5 million per season before he hit free agency and cost them $375 million. Gerrit Cole is in the prime of his career, and you're worth what an employer is willing to pay you. Now, I can guarantee you my new contract with CBS Sports Radio is not worth this type of money. It's not for this type of money. But I'm worth whatever an employer is willing to pay me. So don't send me the tweets about how he's not worth it. If the Yankees win a World Series or two or three, and I'm just being hypothetical here, if they win a World Series, they don't care what they're paying Gerrit Cole in year 8 or 9. They'll chalk that up as the cost of doing business. And this is what every professional sports franchise will tell you. They're willing to bite the bullet for a contract that maybe costs them more down the road if they can get a championship out of it. Because the bling is the thing. World Series titles, and it's been a while for the Yankees, on their terms, of course. They have very high expectations. Every year it's World Series or bust. And they've come close the last couple of seasons and haven't been able to get over the hump. They keep running into the Astros. That's part of it. They've gone through a kind of a rebuild a metamorphosis, if you will, trying to get younger and for a while spend less money. I mean, it helps when you've got players under rookie contracts. But the idea the last couple years is we're not going to be the evil empire that outbids everyone, that is so far over the luxury tax threshold that we're funding the rest of Major League Baseball, because that's what happens. They are over the luxury tax threshold. They will have to pay stiff penalties for being over the luxury tax threshold. But it's worth it to them if they get a World Series out of it. If they end their drought, I'm using my air quotations. It's a drought in Yankees terms. If they end their drought, if Gerrit Cole is the missing piece that puts them over the hump, well then, this is well worth the money spent. Now, according to reports, there is an opt-out clause after 5 years. If I'm Gerrit Cole, thanks but no thanks. I'm good. I'll take your $36 million when I'm 37 years old, when I'm 38 years old, when I'm not making 33 starts, when I'm not racking up 362 strikeouts, because that's not going to happen when he's 37 or 38, if he's still pitching then. Bodies break down. Arms get tired. CeCe Sabathia has been brought up as an example. I've seen it in columns. Producer Chris mentioned it. Hey, this is the Yankees, essentially 10 years later, breaking the bank to bring in a free agent pitcher that they felt like could spearhead the front of their rotation, bring an attitude, bring a presence, be really the go-to, the stopper. They're bringing in experience like they did with CeCe Sabathia. Now, his contract was a lot smaller and average annual value, blah, blah, blah. But this was the idea. They broke the bank to get CeCe. But what happened? At the end of his tenure with the Yankees, the last several years, Sabathia's body broke down. Now, he's a different physical body type. I get it. Different kind of a pitcher. There's no guarantee that Gerrit Cole's going to get injured, but there's no guarantee that he's not. And that's kind of my point. The Yankees are willing to pay it if it gets them back to the promised land. Because World Series appearances, World Series titles are worth far more than what they're paying Gerrit Cole. Trust me, in revenue and in ripple effects, in attention. But also, the Yankees as the franchise that's won more championships than any other in all of professional sports. A decade is a long time to go without a title. Unacceptable in the land of pinstripes. So they're breaking the bank for Gerrit Cole, a guy who grew up as a Yankees fan. But when he got drafted out of high school by New York, he decided to go to UCLA instead. As it turns out, according to the reports, the Dodgers couldn't match the money. The Angels were willing to offer a similar contract, reportedly, but Cole narrowed it down to teams that he felt like were contending for a World Series in 2020. So we go from Steven Strasburg's $35 million average annual value to Gerrit Cole making $36 million, both of them coming off career years. Cole getting more seasons tacked on. But honestly, I don't think the Yankees cared. Now, Scott Boras cares. He cares about setting the market and having the richest pitcher in baseball history, yada, 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 and so on and so forth. But for Gerrit Cole, he said it came down to, or reportedly, he told the Yankees in their meeting that it came down to the team that he felt was closest to a World Series, and then the Dodgers just couldn't match the money. Peace out, said the Dodgers. And did you know now the Dodgers are reportedly targeting Madison Bumgarner? That's interesting, right? That's akin to Johnny Damon trading in his Red Sox shaggy hair and beard for pinstripes and going to the Yankees. And that rivalry was heated, you know, 15, 16 years ago. It's not nearly as heated right now, although maybe this will change things. But Giants Dodgers? Would Madison Bumgarner go to the Dodgers? I feel like most people are willing to reset their brains and change their minds if it comes to their careers and the best opportunity and the most money. We all do it. We all take jobs with competitors, with companies we never thought we'd work for. Maybe we didn't really like that company much until they offered us a nice deal. This is business. This is the business part of things. So maybe Madison Bumgarner doesn't care. But it is interesting because he's dominated the Dodgers for a good portion of his career. And the Giants and the Dodgers face each other so often in the same NL West division. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, we're asking you to fill in the blank. Gerrit Cole's 9-year, $324 million contract with the Yankees is what? What is it? What's the word that come to mind? I had a bunch of words and phrases. Obscene was one of them, because it's obscene money. I can't even identify. It's not even monopoly money. It's so over the top and unfathomable to me. But good for Gerrit Cole. I mean, don't begrudge him his money. You're not writing the checks. What do you care? My only hesitation, and some of you have echoed it on social media, is that there's not a level playing field in baseball. Now, money can buy you talent. It can't buy you the bling. Money can buy you a roster that looks unbeatable on paper. Psst, there's no such thing as unbeatable. There's no such thing as invincible. And then you could be the Yankees and go through a season in which they set a record for the most number of players to hit IR. I hope Gerrit Cole is worth every penny, meaning he goes out there and has more seasons like his last 2 years with Houston. 35-10, his combined record the last 2 years. A 2.68 ERA, and he's coming off a season in which he had the best earned run average in the American League. 602 strikeouts in two seasons. Wow, that's eye-popping. And a career-high 326 Ks this past year. But guess what? I don't even need to remind you. The Astros didn't win the World Series. So that's my point. Only so many teams can afford this price tag for Gerrit Cole. And it may be a few years before we see another pitcher who commands this kind of money. And that was part of the Yankees' pitch, according to Tom Verducci of Sports Illustrated. Part of the Yankees' pitch to Cole was, we're willing to pay you whatever it takes because there aren't any other big name free agents available over the next 7 years. I'm sorry, next several years. Now, teams can always trade for pitchers. You never know how things might move and what pieces might get swapped. But that's why they were willing to go over the top, because they told him, you're the best available now for a few years down the road. So we're going to break the bank. And break the bank, they did. What's your reaction? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. My new football column is up. It's very nerdy. If you don't like numbers and stats, it's maybe not a column for you, but maybe try it on for size and see whether or not you can follow it. There's also the why to it, not just the numbers. Always good to have you on board on a Wednesday morning. Now coming up, Trey Young learned a very valuable lesson on Tuesday night, and Jerry Jones in rare form.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Crabby or crappy? Yes, Bill Belichick is going to the Hall of Fame. Man, I blanched when I saw the headline. Now, I've since gone back and read it and whatever. But when I saw the headline pop up on Twitter, the official statement about some production company who was accidentally taping walkthroughs and practices. Was it against the Bengals? Is that who it was against? And Bill Belichick has no knowledge, has no idea what's going on. I believe him. I do. I believe him. But come on, how come these things only happen with the Patriots? It's all I'm asking. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. So, Jerry Jones, he's a hoot. Actually, I think we'll wait. We'll wait to do that in a couple of minutes here. Let me get to the Trae Young. Both of these are funny, actually. This will teach Trae Young not to run his mouth before the game is over. So, you know, every time I tweet something during a football game or a basketball game, whether it's positive or negative, the response inevitably comes back from at least one Yahoo. It's not over. I always resist the urge to reply with, duh. Like, I'm watching it. I can see it's not over. And I do not make predictions, so I don't, because I don't care who wins or loses. I just react to what happens. So the idea that Trae Young would get burned on a night when he's taunting his opponent. So the Hawks are taking on the Heat, and the game is not quite over, but with 59 seconds left, Miami is down. Now, this is in South Beach. It's in Miami. Miami's down 6 points with 59 seconds left. And there's a stoppage of play, a timeout. And Trae Young is yelling to Jimmy Butler as they're walking off the court, it's over! It's over! Oh, whoopsie. Well, here's what happened. The Heat scored the next bucket and the next bucket and the next bucket until they had scored 22 consecutive points along the way, forcing overtime, and it was no contest when the dust settled. So for Trae Young, yeah, a valuable lesson. Don't taunt Jimmy Butler. Seriously. And Butler actually did have the last laugh on social media. Chris, if you want to find it and put it up on her show account, that would be funny. Pretty amazing to see what the Heat have done at home. Now, this was a bit miraculous. I don't know if they could replicate it or not. But they're down six with a minute to go, which is only a couple of three-pointers. They score the next 22 points in a row. And they end up winning by 14. In fact, they outscore Atlanta 18-4 in overtime.
Everybody's just so confident. Everybody believes in one another. Everybody knows what everybody's capable of. And we, to our best abilities, try to get guys to stick to their strengths. It definitely helps when guys are making shots. Don't get me wrong. But I think all in all, we know how good of a team we are. We just have to do it every second of every game.
So Trae Young calls bank too early. Well, that makes me laugh. I hope that there's some audio of it. I hope there was a microphone that picked it up somewhere, because that would be fantastic. You know, if it's on the internet, it never truly goes away. The internet provided us with a gift before the show. Segway. I had heard through the grapevine that there was some salty Jerry Jones kind of floating around in space. He does a weekly interview with our Dallas affiliate, 105.3 The Fan. And because Dallas played on Thursday night last week and got shellacked by the Bears, made Mitch Trubisky look as though he was headed for the All-Pro team, the All-Pro squad. You can imagine that Jerry was not in a great mood. Maybe he's like me and he can't sleep on planes. I stink at sleeping on planes. In fact, if I had one superpower, it would be the ability to sleep sitting upright, because I can't do it. I was once on an airplane for 20 hours, flying back from Africa, and I did not sleep even 5 minutes. It was torture. Do you know when you're tired and you can't sleep? It's a form of torture. Anyway, I digress. So maybe Jerry Jones can't sleep on planes. He was exhausted coming back from Chicago. He's frustrated. He obviously can't fire his coach in the middle of the season because they're still in the running, despite losing three in a row. They're still in the running for a division title and a playoff game at home. And so instead, when he makes his morning appearance on Dallas radio Friday, he's not in a great mood.
Are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together. You're set. Okay? I'm we're going to have a good visit this morning, but settle down just a little bit.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan, Jerry,
a lot to go over, and I go on with your question, but I'm going to give you the answers I want to give you this morning, and I don't like your attitude to come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Please, someone give me a reason to use that. I don't have the patience to jack with you today. That's fantastic. No,
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
We have since found out that this is not the regular show that Jerry Jones appears on, so maybe he doesn't know these hosts. And mostly, though, I think because Jerry's a professional, he's done, I don't know, would you say 5,000 radio interviews over the last 5 years? I feel like easily he's done better than 10,000 radio interviews in his career, if not more than that. The number's probably much higher than that. I'm just being conservative here. He's a professional. He's a professional talker. This is what he does. And so whether or not it's new host that he doesn't know, that shouldn't matter, and normally probably wouldn't matter. How much you want to bet if the Cowboys have won 3 in a row instead of losing 3 in a row, it doesn't matter a bit. It's a little bit of displaced aggression, but it's funny, and it makes me think, what if that were me? Now, I have this really bad habit of laughing in awkward situations. I laugh when I'm afraid. I mean, afraid. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I laugh when I'm nervous. I laugh when I'm fearful. I laugh when things are awkward. I laugh like that. Which makes things even more awkward. No, it's my weird reaction to things. I laugh at inappropriate times. I'll just be honest. And so if that happens on this radio show, I probably do stutter a bit and turn red and then laugh like a weirdo. I don't have the patience to jack with you this morning, okay? But I like how he inserts in there like a true Texas gentleman. We're going to have a real nice visit this morning. We have a lot of things to go over. I hope that made you giggle. Maybe not like me. You don't laugh at inappropriate times. But I hope it made you smile on this Wednesday morning to get you through your hump day. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also, don't go into your office and say, it's over! And also on our Facebook page, what's your reaction to Gerrit Cole? 9 years, $324 million.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together, yourself. Okay? Now, we're going to have a good visit this morning, but settle down just a little bit.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan, Jerry,
a lot to go over, and I go on with your question, but I'm going to give you the answers I want to give you this morning, and I don't like your attitude to come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, heavens. He's salty. He has a reason to be. But come on, you're a professional talker. Jerry's the one that agrees to do these interviews. So maybe don't ram your fist down a host's throat when they ask a question you don't like. It's just, it comes with the territory. Callers say things I don't like. Guests say things I don't agree with. I actually have had guests, and I won't, it was an agent. I'll just leave it at that. It was a high-profile agent who took exception to a line of questioning that I posed to him when we did an interview, and he nearly hung up on me and essentially almost dropped the mic and walked away, and I had to do damage control big time. He later accosted me on Radio Row at a Super Bowl. Why did you do that to me? Anyway, so I've had some awkward interviews, and I have some where guys have not answered my questions, or they gave me very curt and short answers, And I had no choice but to continue trying to come up with questions that they would answer, which is hard. It's hard to do. But in this particular case, we're talking about professional radio hosts, and we're talking about a professional talker. Jerry Jones talks more than any other general manager in the business. I'm trying to think of another general manager who does as much talking as Jerry Jones or even makes his own radio appearances. There are de facto coaches or de facto general managers who are also coaches. So Bill O'Brien, Bill Belichick essentially serves as the personnel guy for the Patriots. I just hope that that they chalk it up to it was a long night and not an easy one for Jerry Jones. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. So what's your reaction? What's the word or phrase you would use to describe Gerrit Cole's 9-year, $324 million deal? Steve comes up with a photo and a word. Albatross. It's an albatross, meaning an albatross around the necks of the New York Yankees. Well, not right now. If he would get hurt, I hope he doesn't. I want to see him pitch the way that he's done these last couple years. Or if Father Time catches up with him in his mid-30s, at the end of this contract, well, then it becomes more of an albatross. Question, really quick, for Dave and Chris, and I don't want to belabor the point, but would you call the Giancarlo Stanton deal an albatross at this point? He's been hurt, and he hasn't obviously had the, was it 63 home runs that he hit when he won the MVP?
I think it was 62.
62. So would you call that contract now an albatross with its, what, 7 years remaining?
TBD. Let's see what happens over the next year or two.
You're such a millennial.
I mean, because if he comes back this season, and with him and Cole, if he gets back to even three quarters of that MVP form and he hits 45 home runs this season and they win a World Series, then no, it was worth every penny. But if he's on the shelf for three quarters of the season again, then yeah, it's looking like it. And that's way worse than Ellsbury because... that's a lot more money.
Jacoby. Ellsbury, Jacoby. All right, really quick, though. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it. Would you call it an albatross, Dave?
I mean, if you're putting Jacoby, Ellsbury, and Stanton in the same sentence, it can't look good. But no,
well, I Chris, didn't. Chris okay. Did.
But no, I mean, it's the 8 years that you obviously have the issue with. I mean, the money is spent already. But an albatross, I wouldn't go that far because, again, I think he can get healthy again and get right. And, again, good. One World Series pays for the whole contract.
It does. And that's why the Yankees are willing to pay his money, why they're willing to pay Gerrit Cole, is because if you can get one World Series out of it, you've already gotten the return on your investment and then some. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, we didn't talk a ton of football on this show. We talked more about Jerry Jones than we did at the actual Week 15 games that are coming up. But we will do a lot more preview of Week 15. Oh, we did talk Titans. So if you missed it, really good stuff with Rhett Bryan, who joined us from Nashville in the first hour. It's easy to say the switch to Ryan Tannehill has made all the difference, but it's actually not that black and white. They certainly are scoring a lot more. How do they match up with the Texans? That's the matchup for them in Week 15, tied for first place right now in the AFC South. So that's an easy transition to the NFL on CBS. It features a key AFC South showdown between Deshaun Watson and the Texans taking on Ryan Tannehill and the Titans. Others will see Kansas City hosting Denver. Oh, dear. Plus other regional action. It all begins with JB and the guys setting up the day on the NFL Today at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, only on CBS. If you missed my conversation with Rhett about the Titans, really good stuff. And you can find that on our podcast, our website, afterhoursamylawrence.com. You can also find the link to my column there. It's very nerdy. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's full of nerd alerts. But there's a why attached to it. So there's the numbers, and then there's the analysis. I actually told my mom I didn't think it was a column she should read, and she powered through it, and she liked it okay. Nerd alert! Yeah, it was definitely my nerdy side that was showing. So we'll do more Week 15 prep coming up on Wednesday night show into Thursday morning. Because we've got Lamar Jackson, despite that quad injury, indicating that he will be playing when the Ravens host the Jets to kick off week 15. Are you guys with me? Week freaking 15. As much as I'm excited about taking some time off around the holidays to spend with my family who will be in town, I do not miss these NFL Sundays at the end of the year. I do not take them off. I don't care. Well, if it's Christmas Day, when it's Christmas Day, I might take it off. But otherwise, no way. And the NFL generally tries to avoid playing a full schedule on Christmas Day anyway. They like to finagle the schedule when they can, when that happens. But we're talking 15, 16, 17. That's it. 3 weeks left in the NFL regular season. It all comes down to this, baby. You want hot stove? Well, NFL will serve you up some hot stove. So we'll talk more football, but I'd love it if you could read my column and let me know what you think. It's a bit of a throwback this season in the NFL, and I've got the numbers to prove it. So what's your reaction to Gerrit Cole's mammoth monster deal? Justin says on Twitter, A-Law Radio, my word for Cole, disheartening. It furthers the divide in the haves and have-nots. MLB is so top-heavy, needs a salary cap, but Yanks, Dodgers, MLBPA won't agree to it. I can't speak to the accuracy of whether or not the Yankees and Dodgers specifically won't agree to it, but what I do know is that they're willing to pay the luxury taxes. So it's not a hard salary cap, you're right. It's a luxury tax threshold. If you go over that threshold, whatever the number is, you pay taxes. And then exponentially, the farther you are over the line, the more taxes you pay, and they become exorbitant. So the Dodgers and Yankees,
you know, we're a fully operational Death Star.
In addition to that, are funding the rest of Major League Baseball. It's up to the other clubs in baseball if they choose to put that money back into their roster. I do agree with you, it's not a level playing field. But I would also note, the Astros had Gerrit Cole last season. Did they win the World Series? They got there, and that's fantastic. And he was a big reason why. He was 4-1 in the postseason, a 1.72 earned run average. But did they win it? No. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That's actually true. I've tried that before. You can't make the horse drink. I mean, that's a weird metaphor. But the point is, you can put the roster together on paper, but you can't make the guys perform. You can give them every incentive. You can pay them through the nose. But you can't make them execute. Sounds like something out of a military movie. 855-212-4227. All right, let's see some of your, oh my gosh, you have torn up our Facebook page. It doesn't even resemble what it did before you got to it. Jose says, get what you can. Play baseball, folks. The NFL cap is dumb for athletes. I mean, they've got a new CBA to negotiate. Karen on Facebook, the rich get richer. James says, it's the reason I watch on TV sometimes. I don't really know what that means. You watch on TV because Gerrit Cole makes $324 million? Or you mean you don't go to the ballpark? You think you can't afford the tickets, so you watch on TV. I mean, Yankees tickets are expensive. I'll give you that. Not all of them. What are they, 55,000 in that stadium or something ridiculous like that? It's a humongous stadium. And there are semi-affordable tickets. I guess everybody's definition of affordable is different. But there are some really expensive tickets. Let's see. David on Facebook, it's $36 million a year. Thank you, Yankees, for setting the bar on the starting pitcher market. He had 33 starts last year. If he carries that, Yankees will pay $1.09 million per start. Honestly, while I understand what you're saying, he set the market. Part of the Yankees' pitch to Gerrit Cole is that there weren't going to be other big name, top flight free agents in the subsequent years to come. And that's why they were willing to break the bank, because they felt like this was their last opportunity to get a dominant ace in the prime of his career. So they didn't get Strasburg. They wanted Cole. That was their first choice. But they felt like they had to pay him whatever it took to get him, A, to keep him away from the Dodgers, and B, because when is the next Gerrit Cole coming along? Who is it? That's why they were willing. Another reason they were willing to pay him. Paul on Facebook, simply outrageous. Patrick, just damn right crazy. I don't even know what that means, but okay. James says, totally ridiculous. They wonder why attendance is down. They're making it so the average fan can't afford to buy a ticket because they keep raising the prices to pay these ridiculous salaries. I would have to do a study, a deep dive, a nerdy deep dive, on whether or not ticket prices go up because of supply and demand, or if they go up because franchises are passing along their operating costs. There's probably a little bit of both. Jason on Facebook says, stupid as hell. Is hell stupid? That's a good question. Tracy says, nice work if you can get it. Well, that's true. Oh, speaking of work, I wasn't here yesterday morning, and I missed the chance. I thought I missed the chance to tell our boss happy birthday. So Tuesday was our boss's birthday. So I wanted to say happy birthday to him in person, but as it turned out, he gave me the night off because I also had a basketball game. So I type him an email and say, happy birthday, boss. And he responds a couple hours later. Now, this is our boss who generally responds within minutes. He writes back a couple hours later, thanks, but I'm sick as a dog spending all day in bed. Aw, that's kind of sucky to get a 24-hour bug on your birthday. Regardless of that, happy birthday to our boss, and thank you for the new contract. It was very kind of you. I'm glad we got it done quickly, too. Greg says, eventually regretful. Eventually. It's kind of a vague term. Eventually, down the road, maybe 7 years from now. The opt-out clause is going to be interesting. If you're Garrett Cole, you do not opt out. You'll take $36 million when you're 37 years old. If you're the Yankees, maybe you do. But there's your out right there. Edward says ridiculous. Dan says crazy. And Mike says he ain't all that. Oh, I kind of think he is. All right, we're back tonight to talk some football. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.